when people are really isolated in the physical world, but at least with ideas, I've learned to come together with a lot of different people.
Sterling, what are you coming away from this project with?
Well, I guess just the, as John was saying, the learning from different perspectives and the power, I guess, of having those different perspectives coming in from three sectors, as I was mentioning earlier, and that we all can be agents of change and bring our strengths to the table to be able to face difficult situations and obstacles and like I said, starting somewhere to make positive change and then learning from that and growing and building on it and scaling it up. So that's
what does CIVEC gain this time?
Well, as what I said before, our strength is really bringing those people together to the table. We want to, what we do is develop Quebec, like in terms of doing economic development and making positive economic development for communities. So, in terms of having people employed, that's what we're there for. That's what our job is. So, if we're helping the community to grow and to prosper, I think it benefits all of us. It benefits our entire community. It benefits our province. So that's really what we're coming out of it with.
All right. My listeners, get those pens and papers. The website for all information and to upload CVs and to see what's out there, employ ESBC. That is employesbc.com. Once again, employ, employesbc.com. And the phone number, I believe, is 514-342-2247. The number again, 342-2247, and it's extension 106, John?
No, sorry. The extension for the phone number is 103.
103. So that's 342-2247, and that's 514, extension 103. I'd like to thank both of the gentlemen for being with us today. That's John Davis, the project researcher at the Black Community Resource Center, and Sterling Lambert from CDEC.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you, Sister P, JD, DJ Storm, and the Boom Boom Time radio team. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay, Wednesday, people, this coming Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2, but listen, get those CVs in order. They've been dusty in the last year.
Yes, get those CVs in order. Thank you. Bye.
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 Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
Come if you go look for a job, no?
I'm listening.
Oh, Storm. Oh, my God. Storm, run quick for a pen and paper.
Storm, wow. Storm looking for a job.
She's been looking. She's called Mango Bay so many times. She called Curry House. She called every restaurant and everywhere. So I see she run, gone, and get paper, and she wants it. Oh, Lord, help me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really looking at a job, but right now, boy, I don't know how the job situation is in Quebec, but I hope it's turning around or something. You know, I really don't know. But that was an interesting interview. These guys are very articulate. I like that about them.
Yeah, I like, you know what, I really like that, you know, there is some earmarking, because there's always this, everybody in from a Quebec context says, oh, yeah, we did this to the Black community. And I said,
Oh, yeah.
The Black English community, were they included, or did, because you had the Black Haitian African community that said, okay, they're Black. And then we often get
overlook. Dan, they talk about overlook talents, right? Mm-hmm. But there are a unique set of talents in all people, because you still, at the end of the day, you're dealing with numbers and statistics, but people are people. So if you're overlooked and you're not habitually in these communities, people don't know. I think what the design sounds great, that, you know, you get a chance. Conversation carry you far, right?
Yep, yep. To converse is a beauty.
We'll watch this spot right here. Boom, boom, time to hear the outcome. I think I will go back to them and try to hear. And for sure, if anybody listening to this interview gets a job, certainly we want to know that. That's the stuff I want to put up on my Facebook. Right, Stretch?
Right. I totally agree with you. We need to know that this is working.
Back to the music.
All right, so kindly introduce your program.
CKUP 90.3 FM, Boom Boom Time.
Here we go. Gonna take you all the way down to beautiful St. Vincent and the Grenadines. All the music you're hearing on this mix, they are from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Mixed by a young man by the name of DJ Chell. CKUT's Boom Boom Time. Keep it locked. Call a friend. Tell a friend if you want to do a little wind-up. Coming on the half an hour, I will be playing the interview of Bonnie Wheeler. You will be amazed. Compliments of... I tell you when we start to play. All right? So keep it locked. Of these songs, all right? I think they're ridiculously funny. Sweet.
Squeeze you tight. I'm striving. For them alone, them would have taken me life, they would have stopped me from living. Give thanks for life, but this life is worth living. I see success, progress, constant blessings. Cause who got
Jesus, Coke and Molly love. Mary J is all season. Thank you, Solomon. She's a good one. Love, love, satisfaction. Bless it up. About 3 times, this feeling is so divine. So me just bless it up. She takes her time to put me on to cloud 9. So me just bless it up. Like my first time, she let me see wonders and signs. Yeah. Me no leave. She give me the best every time. Don't disturb me. Mary Jane, me a blaze of light up in my room. When she escapes, she's gonna float up to the moon.
Many girl them sing a long time. Now this will be the highest monarchy. Woman alone be a wine.
Moment to me is like roses. The beauty you can't deny, yo. No matter the color and the sizes, she is the apple of my eye, yo. Girl bubble pan me good with all your sweetness. She grip me, hold me tight, she had the tightest.
Any kind of weather or storm, when she call me, me ready for perform. Like I destroy one look, she got me hooked. Ah! Bums around, shake that bum. Chop it straight right down to the ground. Turn for me, whine for me, baby.
Me nah go watch you too much, girl. Out your by the thousand. Me nah go debate too the girl can give me the motion. Woman, I'm a caravan. Like the highest grade for me.
Everybody jump in the street like it's us. Wind up to the beat like it's us. Start to believe that it's us.
Back on me, but baby, can't take your time. My girl, I can rest on wine on you. Rest take a sip of the Hennessy. But the wine you're giving, don't have me advice a day. You make me feel nice.
5 minutes of Cher, Soca from the island of St. Vincent. Let me explain something to you, those of you who do not know. These guys have got the best sounds, equipment to make and record sounds. You can always tell when you hear a Vincent recording. Clean, bassline heavy and nice. And this is the speed they dance at on the streets. You know, she really loved the road. And when you see them coming down the road sweating, I'm telling you, you gotta take a visit to St. Vincent and catch some of the carnival thing there, because real nice. Energy. So remember, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's boom boom time. And coming up will be Bunny Wailer. And you're going to hear he talks a lot about attest to it growing up, because he went to Camperdown. Which is not in the ghetto, all right? You hear a lot of things about Bob being from Trenchtown and so forth. But he will explain that to you in a little bit. And also, Bob went to St. Aloysius, which was a stone throw away from me. I went to Calabar Elementary, and I'm sure somehow or another our path must have crossed somewhere there during a soccer game or something, because we used to beat up everything in soccer. Calabar Elementary was the best thing in soccer. Stop the bragging stretch. But it's true. We were good. Excellent. And you'll listen to him when he talks. He's very well spoken. He will never use Bob. He'll say Robert. And a lot of people ask me, what is my thing with Bob Marley and the Wailers, and if I ever met them, and sure, I've met them, you know, but I don't have a story to tell you except for one time when we went to the recording studio to do a song with a group called the Tenors, and they were doing a song called Duppy Conqueror, and we couldn't get them out of the studio. The weed was burning bright and thick. When we finally get in the studio, we had to air it out, man, because we didn't smoke. None of us in the band smoked. And, but we were feeling high. Nice set of guys, believe you me. Peter Tosh was very blunt. Never mixed his words and all that. Let me just sort of... That's my nephew calling. I'll call him back. I'll call him back. I'm telling you. So, that's my story with that. We're going to pay some bills. Go into the Bunny Wailer interview. And, you know, you'll hear a little bit more about Bunny Wailer. I'm telling you, I'm listening to this song in the background. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be working. All right, let me pay the commercial and we'll get back to you, all right?
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Some people.
This interview's compliments of Bobby Adams from radio station sunshineradio.com, all right? A friend of mine, he sent it for me. Because he said he sounds like you, you know, Stretch.
Hey, no one did tell you where to roam the streets, but that's what happened when the robot opened gate to sweet heat. You locked so tight, you don't even know when it's morning. The music's so right, you don't even care about the dawning. How does it feel to have been on the ball?
Controller, Bunny Whaler.
Soon as we met, we became friends. And that friendship never ends. We have never quarreled. Never quarreled. Myself and Robert, Mr. Marley, have never quarreled. I've never seen Peter either. And I've never quarreled with Peter either, but I'm talking about Robert now, coming from that far, never quarreling until this present day.
Did Robert ever talk to you about this?
No, because he didn't actually know his father, in that respect, to talk about him. He knew of his father.
Did you think he had resentment towards him?
No, no time at all. Robert Marley is not that kind of a person. Robert Marley is a soul rebel.
What does it mean to be a soul rebel?
Well, soul rebel is that you have to be one that stands up for what is right, truth, justice, and under that circumstances you're allowed to be labeled as a rebel. We were exposed to a lot of foreign music even before we built our music. We used to listen to Roscoe Garden, King Pleasure, Lloyd Price. I'm talking about very old guys that used to sing hot shots, you know, dancehall music. We used to play mento, calypso, come from quadrille, you know, it's a, you know, and then you have the kumina.
It's a progression.
It's good. It's coming from, it's taking its different stages and developing to be what we are now calling reggae music. His first time in Kingston, he was living in Redemption Ground, a little place on Spanish Town Road going out to Perry, out to West Parade. Yeah, right in that little region, a little yard that you had to step up on some little steps to go into the yard. You understand? So, because every time we passed there, you always say, we used to live in that yard there. I used to live there. I mean, so that was the time when his mom sent him to stay with this lady while she was trying to put, because she knew he was going through a hard time. And I wasn't there then. I left St. Anne. So she had to remove him, put him there until she keep getting herself, till she actually set up herself in Kingston, having a little shop by Charles Street and Spanish Town Road and stuff like that. And my dad and her started having a relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Do you see all the Whalers as being a sort of family because of all this?
Well, it has been. It has become a family because with Robert and myself sharing the same sister, it makes Ziggy calling me uncle. Steve, all of Robert's children, I'll be their uncle. And Peter got my sister pregnant, Shirley, who is my first sister. Andrew Tosh is my nephew. So if my sister is the sister of Pearl and all of that, so Andrew calls Robert's children cousin, and the same, and aunts and nieces and nephews. That's what the Whalers family have become. The Whalers have become that kind of a family.
Did you feel yourself to be his brother when you were growing up with him?
Yeah, we were very close friends until we became family. Bloodline, running to bloodline. And those must have been the Almighty who put that together. We don't know none about that. We don't know nothing about that. My father, well, a lot of people would say Trenchtown was the place that was responsible for the whalers. But I would say St. Anne, 9 Mile, is the place that was responsible for the whalers. That's where it all began. He used to go to St. Aloysius while I attended campground. And we used to see each other like every day. We meet down in Parade. We meet at Parade and we go to park. We play soccer and thing. And because his school was right around the corner from the Parade, and I had to come to Parade to catch my bus to go home. So every day we see each other, see me, although we live apart. We still see each other every day, see me, and the singing thing in my head, and he just try to impress me to show me, say, yeah. Until he went to Millard to learn after he left, graduated from St. Aloysius. He went to Millard, which was a place that trained electrical welders. And there he met Desmond Decker. So Desmond took him to Beverly's while they were still working, learning trade at Millard.
So he was learning to be a welder.
Yeah, Bob is a welder. Bob is a professional electrical welder. That can make iron grills and stuff like that. There's Desmond Decker too. Peter went to learn that. Peter is a welder too. This is Trenchtown is a place that is filled with a lot of talented people. Youths, they was there singing like crazy. I mean, almost every other youth is a singer in Trenchtown in those times. And the persistency of Robert in getting involved in the music and trying to pull me in also, he realizes that a group would be maybe the appropriate thing to make us all become in one kind of thing other than being individual solo artists. Well, we used to listen to groups like Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Drifters, the Platters. 5 membership groups were the Platters, and so we were more in tune, you know, to those groups. So that, as the group was a 5 membership group, the early Whalers started with 5 members.
Can you enumerate just for me who were the members of the Whalers at that time?
Robert, myself, Peter, Tuna Brathwaite, and Beverly Kelso. That's the Whalers. Simmer down! When we went to Coxon, after Chico introduced us.
Did you sing? Do you remember auditioning?
Yes, we auditioned. We did 4 songs in the audition. We did I Don't Need Your Love, Straight and Narrow Way. There was another track. So remember that other track. But Simmer Down was a track that I used to really emphasize on in our rehearsals, but Robert never too liked the track because it was a nursery rhyme, you know. Old time people used to say it was sweet nanny goat. I go, and feel like, you know, we should have started with a more creative type of song where no one ever really hear yet. So he never really choose about Simmer Down. So after we sang the 3 first song, I said to him, let's do Simmer Down. And him frowned. So I said, let's do Simmer Down. And Coxon hear me and him a converse and say, Simmer Down, let me hear Simmer Down. And Van Peter goes up, blam with the guitar. And it's Simmer Down. As Indo said, don't sing another line. Come tomorrow morning. That was Monday morning. We went to Sunday evening. And Simmer Down was recording. The first track recorded on Monday was Simmer Down. And it was played on the sound system the same night. It skipped along.
a lot of people didn't know this was a massive hit song that the Wailers did when they were in their suits, all right? And they had the Napoleon haircut. A lot of people don't know that before they locks up and thing. Simmer down.
Yeah, well, then there's the beautiful Godmont pants.
Oh, yeah. And well, that was the style then, you know what I mean? We had gotten that from a Cuban guy that came to Jamaica in the early years. Have you ever encountered or met any of these guys?
Listen to me. Right now, you know what? I have empathy for Bonnie. Now, A, I recognize his brilliance. And also, you alluded to the interview. He has a fabulous cadence in his speech. And it, you know, he just naturally has that, as well as I could imagine in his 73 years, he has been speaking about all those.
Mm-hmm. Pat? Did I lose you?
You don't hear me? I'm saying he's a fabulous raconteur.
Yeah.
He graciously hosted, I believe it was Angel and I, at his home in Jamaica prior to what was to have been his great coming out in North America again for Mature Reggae Fest. We know how that turned out. But he was very, very stoked and interested. We did a video shoot down there. And he was just totally high and into it, right? Often it's said that he was his own enemy. But I think I came away from the whole experiences saying that there's a little bit of mental health issues there. Because you'd be good, good, good. And then he would just go right off, right? Which was the case here at the press conference that we did, that was the first one ever via Skype with an international star for us in the Black community, at least, or for reggae in Montreal. And, you know, we really put a lot of resources into that. It was fabulous. We had like 50 journalists out for that. And he was brilliant once you got him to settle down. He just heard Byron Lee's Dragonaires and he went off. You remember that?
To be honest with you, not really.
Yeah. I've heard. He just went off. Right? But he's brilliant, and he sings, and he just, any song, he'll just pick up the guitar and start singing, and it's folded with all sorts of stories. But he's brilliant. He's brilliant. He is brilliant. And that level of brilliance, I guess you could have a short fuse.
No, yeah, you know, If you grew up in that era, you would understand why the fuse was short. The same thing with Peter Tosh, his fuse was extremely short. Bob was more the one who sort of just liked to sing and do his thing. He didn't. He was a creative one of all of them. You understand? Oh. And if you see all three, four of them at the time when they did their thing with us at Federal, it was like four or five of them. They had a young lady there and one that sang Simmer Down. And they would just take things very lightly. You know what I mean? Just burn the weed and sing the song over and over and over again. I'm a conqueror. I heard mm-hmm. that like 5 million times, right? And I'm saying mm-hmm. to myself, we have to drive back to Maypin tonight and you guys are conquering. Because I wouldn't get out of the studio. The engineer had to say no more, you know. But that's, I guess, you know, it's not easy being famous.
Perfectionist too, right? The create every artist has their own creative process. And it was clear with these three men that they had individual special processes and talents. And that's why for that time it worked and they worked well together. Of course, you know, there's always the
didn't like when Chris Blackwell come in and this and that. He had a name for Chris Blackwell that was quite derogatory, but I can't remember it now, so I don't want to lie. And we'll leave it at that. But each of them did their journey and leave a substantial catalog and impression and things like Dreamland. He wrote Dreamland, and then the other one, Electric Boogie, right? All of those, but tons of songs.
You know, one of the things you say, he had names for whatever his name from England. I'm not fond of him either, to be honest with you, because, you know, these guys sort of just took advantage. And for the ones who didn't have the capability to understand that their legs were being pulled, you know, they just sort of took advantage of these guys, took them to England about this blue beat garbage, and reggae was invented in England. All sort of garbage. Mm-hmm. So these guys were bitter. You know, a lot of the artists that came out in that era was bitter about what was happening, you know, and Bonnie Wheeler is no exception. He was bitter because he knew they were taking, he was no fool. He knew they were taking him for a ride, and so be it.
Emperor's Paradise.
Right? Yeah, because right now they're having big problems. You know, they can't find his wife for the last year and a half or something. They don't know what happened to her. And the son is fighting with the woman who was his manager and all that. You know, it was all over the Gleaner 2 days ago, what's happening with them. I don't know what to say, and this is why I don't say much, because I had a sort of a close look growing up in Jamaica and seeing these guys, you know what I mean? It's very few of them that came out unscathed, and it's not easy. You know, a lot of time people will say, how come you guys never recorded? And that's the reason why. Because I didn't want nobody offering me, which they did, £10 to sing harmony with the Paragons. And £10 couldn't buy gas for my car for the month. You know what I mean? So I am glad that for certain people, like even my good friend George Fennell, and I can tell you much more in Jamaica, who never wanted to deal with these people in Kingston, because they were a bunch of hustlers. They were all hustling, you know. But anyway, Bonnie Wheeler left his mark, and what can I say?
I'm going to come and very soon with Triple Mask, and we're going to record you. I'd love to interview you.
You can forget the triple and the double and the whatever mask. Nobody's going to record nothing, I have to say. I grew up in an era where we enjoyed ourselves. You know, Pat, we used to work in a band, and we worked at a Playboy Club. I tell you how our weekend went. Playboy Club, Friday night. Saturday night would be the one in Montego Bay, and Sunday would be at the Hilton. And if I tell you how much money the band made, then I'd be lying, because I didn't know. We were not into it for money. It was fun. And, you know, enjoying ourselves. And I don't know if the Chinese guy who owned the band at the time was laughing at us, because we never asked him about money. Nobody asked him about money, because everybody in the band worked. We all had a job somewhere. So we did it, you know, as fun. But to see some of these guys who depended on it, Saddlehead, Delroy Wilson, I never forget. He tell me, you know, at some beer club we were playing there one Saturday night, and he said, boy, I'm going to sing, you know, but I'm not sing yet because the man him not pay me yet. And all kind of garbage like that went on, and I'm glad I stepped away from it. Not that I was any great singer or whatever, but, you know, it was tough. It was tough.
But you had 6'3" and the afro and the looks and bell-bottom pants and pencil mustache.
Come off of the people in the radio station. Okay. And sub top garbage.
My favorite part of your story, though,
mm-hmm.
I want to hear about you smoking weed with Bob Marley. Okay, back to the music.
Yeah, you know, men shouldn't tell you things, you know, man. Oh, God.
I love you.
I love you too. Be good. Pat the lamp time. Boom, boom time. All right. This is Don Campbell. Until next week, tell the people and bye-bye, because after this we're done.
Well, make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain. Remember the employability work fair on Wednesday. Get your CVs ready. And I think sometime coming up soon, we're going to be changing the clock. Right? So keep it going and pay attention to what's going on in Quebec with, you know, the language laws again.
Oh, yeah.
Write your MPs. Get your pens and paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, my dear. Good talk.
What good, mate? What don't be following?
I tell you. Take care. I want to wish the man that I'm replacing here happy birthday, Mr. Ron of Best Bites. He's working like nothing, and that's good. I let him tell you about it. Yes. He's, he'll have to explain it to you. I don't know the details, but it's a good detail. So next week we'll grab him on the radio so he can tell you all. All right, Patricia, have a blessed week.
All right, please. All right, also Helen Caesar's having.
This is Don Campbell. What was that?
Helen Caesar's having a birthday. Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, happy birthday.
Gotcha.
This is Don Campbell. The storm is over, we hope. Remember, those of you who don't want to wear the mask, Texas is open, along with Alabama. Just go. We're going to wear our mask here in Quebec. So those of you who don't want to wear the mask, we want to sing this song 2 months from now. Storm is over. Right, Storm? Sister Stormy? Storm is over.
Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I don't walk for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help 'cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. The small voice saying, the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine.
Somewhere beyond the clouds,
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over.
I want to say a big hello, big shout out to Sister DJ all the way up in north of Quebec, Sister JD, who is the originator of reggae music on CKUT 90.3 FM. I just want to say many thanks to those of you who joined us, and as soon as we can, we will get him to do his thing here, Mr. Ronald, who will be having a birthday on Monday. And, you know, if things weren't the way they were, I know where I'd be heading after this program, but we have to take it easy, all right? And as I said before, Texas, Alabama, 15, 16 states has opened. You can go there and drink, drunk, do whatever you want to do. Go to the biggest baseball game because it's over. The storm is over in the governor's opinion in these states, all right? And the only thing, do not come back to Montreal, whatever you do, all right? So we're going to go. It's now, it's 2 minutes to the hour. So, the power of love. Mikey the Spice. In the morning.
A flower sleeping tight. Rolling like a thunder now.
Remember, don't let your actions be the pain of others. Until next week, same time, same place. Much blessings on you all.
Hold on.
God bless.
To your body.
Hold on.
And feel it move you, make. Your voice is warm and tender. A love that I could not forsake. You are my lady. I am your man.
You are my man.
Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. Lost is how I'm feeling. Lying in your arms when the world outside's too much to take.
CKUT in Montreal.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the Frequency Modulation Band Radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT. Bow, 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 bow